This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome to another episode of the Conversations Brewing Podcast with your hosts, Divya and Ravisha, two coffee-loving best friends who dive into weekly conversations on wellness, culture, and growing into your authentic self.
As two healthcare professionals, children of immigrants, and humans always striving to learn more, they bring their unique complexities of their wellness journeys into this podcast space by sharing their stories and featuring other like-minded experts in the field.
Always with a cup of coffee in hand, humor, and never-ending authenticity, dive in with the two of them as they brew the kind of conversations that we don't have enough of, but that matter the most.
Prioritizing this, that when I post like on my stories or I make a post, I'm like, who am I posting this for? Like, I literally ask myself that. And there have been times where I'm about to make a story and the reason I'm posting it is either to like do like a subtle show off or like, oh, like someone posted, you know, being at this restaurant with their partner and I'm feeling a little jealous. So I'm like, oh, I'm at a bougier restaurant, so I'm going to post that. Like, there have been many times I've done that and literally like taken the snapshot of the story and I'm about to post it. And then I ask myself, like, why am I posting this?
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Conversations Brewing.
Happy New Year. I know this is coming a week after the New Year has started, but I am still shocked that it's 2023. I think it's going to take a few episodes for me to really get over that. So just forewarning, our next few episodes, I might be starting off with Happy New Year, because I feel like that's this cliche thing you say until like February, but then once it's February, you have to stop saying it. So this is like my January phrase to say.
Happy New Year every time you meet someone.
I know, but this year on social media, I was seeing a lot of people, and this is actually funny I bring this up because it goes into today's episode topic, but I saw people, a lot of people using like HNY. I didn't know, I've never heard that. Like, I know what it obviously means because I can use my common sense.
Yeah.
But I just like have never typed HNY. And I think you also posted it. I'm like seeing it everywhere. And I was like, what is going on?
I would actually really agree with that statement because I feel like I was seeing it a lot more this year. And like, like you said, like I put it together. But I was like, oh, I didn't know like we're shortening Happy New Year to HNY, but got it. I'm on hopping on the train.
Now we understand. It's like we shorten everything now. I don't know if we say anything by its actual like full form.
Yeah, definitely not. I feel like.
Do we? I don't think so.
No.
Like, we can't even freaking say Happy New Year. We have to say it one day, technically one day a year. Shortened it. I really don't know why this is coming out this aggressively. Like, I just was scrolling and was like, what the heck? I don't understand. But
okay, for our listeners as well though, like, this is like typical like Divya rant. Like, something like really random and small will actually bother her and like she won't be able to stop talking about it for a long time. And like, usually I'm just like, okay, yeah, I get it.
It's like it's honestly pretty typical. Like, it just happens.
It's just who you are and it's fine. We've accepted it.
Yeah. Anyways, speaking on of that social note, media though.
today's episode, we're just gonna like touch on our relationship with social media, like how the both of us, like how it's like changed over the years, kind of like our intentions with social media, and like I feel like just in general, like the pressures of it and kind of how, I don't know, we've like formed our relationship with it as much. Obviously, like, you know, social media is like really prevalent in everyone's lives these days. I feel like, you know, we're on Instagram or on TikTok. Are people even on Facebook anymore? I don't know. But there's just like so many different forms. So I guess we can kind of just start off with like how, I don't know, we first started out on social media and like what's changed since then.
Yeah, so social media has definitely had a huge progression, not only with like what is on social media, but like how we use social media and our own relationship with social media, which is what I think is really important to focus on, because we don't really think about our relationship with social media. We just end up blindly posting on it. Mm-hmm. And I definitely agree that's what, for me, it was in the beginning. Like, Ravisha and I were, like, when we were younger, there was not social media. And we were, like, in the age of the beginning of social media, when yeah. people were, like, Instagram, like, what is this thing? And we would post, like, super blurry iPhone 2 photos on Instagram, like a selfie of us eating ice cream yeah. after school, like that kind of stuff. And we were just posting, not really knowing what you post. I don't think there was ever guidelines of what you post on Instagram. And as we grew up, it evolved. But in the beginning, it was like this new concept that we didn't really understand.
Yeah, I remember, I think I created my Instagram like senior year of high school, which was like 2013. 2012, 2013. And the main attraction of Instagram wasn't like the likes or like posting a story mm-hmm. or anything like that. It was like you just like post a picture, but then like you'd be able to choose a cool filter to put on that picture.
Yeah.
And like that was like the, I guess, like the thing to do with Instagram during that time is like I remember, I maybe my first post is even like up just picture of like flowers or something, but I put like an artsy filter on it. And like, that's like, that was my picture. It wasn't really like capturing moments as much, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
It was more like aesthetically pleasing pictures for that time.
Yeah. And what we thought was like cool at the time. Mm-hmm. And like, I like what you said with the likes, because I didn't think about it either. Now it became, and we'll talk about that as we talk about the progression for us, but before it was just like, oh, this is cool, let me take a picture of it.
Yeah. Like, I don't think it was like, it wasn't like you were posting for other people. It was more you're just like posting for yourself and like mm-hmm. making your pictures look cool. At least like yeah. that's how I felt like it first like started off for me.
Yeah. For some reason, I feel like I had social media a little earlier or Instagram earlier than you. I don't know if you're saying senior year, because I kind of remember having it in my junior year.
Oh, maybe it was junior year. Oh, actually, that sounds more right.
Or I think it was junior or end of sophomore, because I remember posting on social media for like our birthdays when we were 16.
Really? On Instagram?
I don't know, maybe. But I definitely know junior year.
Okay, I think that sounds more right.
Year, I would post him on Instagram.
Yeah, I guess, like, who really cares about the timeline, really, because...
But, like, it was a while ago. It was quite yeah. a while ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I will take that back. I think you're right. I definitely think more junior year than senior year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But we were just posting whatever we wanted to post. And I think that that pressure for me with more, like, posting for other people started in college of, like...
Yeah.
You know, we'd send each other pictures. It'll be like, oh, can I post this? Is this good to post? Or, like, what should I make the caption? And now I'm like, who gives a crap? Like, I don't ask anyone before I post a photo anymore. Before I'd be like, do I look good? Yeah. Like, do I look good? Does my outfit look bad? And, you know, I get input from like 8 different people. And then if it was all clear, I would post. And now it's like, I mean, I remember we'd even ask each other, oh, is this good to post? What should I make my caption? And now we don't inform each other when we just post on Instagram. I'll scroll and I'm like, oh, Ravisha posted. Like, mm-hmm. It's just different with even that act in itself was so approval seeking, which we just don't do anymore.
Yeah, you're right. I remember this because this was like in college and Divya and I didn't go to this in college. So it'd be like the next day after like, you know, you were out with friends or something, the next day you would have to like post a picture of like mm-hmm. you like being out with your friends. And so I would always send like the picture I would want to post to Divya and like basically have her like make a caption with me, because I'd be like, oh my God, what do I say? Because it matters, you know, like the caption
yeah.
is everything. And you're so right. Like, I'm laughing at this now because like now I really don't think that much about it at all. It's very like whatever, like I want to say, like I say. But it was like really important for me to like, mm-hmm. like, we like would go over caption ideas and
yeah.
like, what pictures to post. It was, wow, that's like such a crazy time to think about that.
I know. It was like a whole thing. We would always have to be posting like a good, what we thought was like a good pic. And even what is a good pic? It just, in that time, was a picture we thought would get a lot of likes. And I remember I would post things being like, oh, this picture of me would get a lot of likes, right? Even if there was maybe a different photo I liked more, it's like, oh, which one will get more likes? And then we started to put likes with how, I don't know, whatever.
Validation.
And then I think also with, yeah, 100% with the validation. And then on top of that, we started to see during that time social media becoming more of like, I guess, like a business for people like in, like the fashion influencers and the makeup mm-hmm. influencers. And that for me actually made social media feel more of a comparison, because I would be like, oh my God, this girl has such a big house, or she looks like she has the best relationship. Because obviously people only post their highlights on social media. So when more people are using social media to really post everything, then you start to, at least for me, I started to compare myself more. And I think that fed into this like cycle of me needing to find validation with my own pictures. Like, oh, what's going to get me likes? What's going to make me look like I have the perfect relationship? Like, I remember times that in college, like Raj and I would be like, we would have maybe gotten in a fight or something the night before. And then the next morning I'm like posting like a picture of us, like me kissing him on the cheek. And it's like, love him so much. And now I look back and I just think about all these times I posted on social media, and I sometimes look at my old posts and I remember how I actually felt that night.
Yeah.
I'll be like, wow, that was a really crappy night. But then I have a picture with like all my friends looking really happy. And I don't know. It's just, I don't know if you've ever had that experience, but it feels really weird to think about that way.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we hear that a lot, right? That like social media is like just a highlight reel. And mm-hmm. it's not like, like when you're maybe sitting there and comparing yourself to other people, like what other people are posting is probably not actually what's really going on. And so like, take that with a grain of salt. But like, I think, you know, at that time that you're talking about, like when we're still kind of like developing and like forming our own opinion of how we feel about ourselves, it was really hard to accept that. And like, I mean, mm-hmm. come on, like we follow the Kardashians on Instagram as well, right?
Yeah.
And like, we're like... We're looking at what, like, you know, all of them are posting and like the things that they're doing. And when you are like, how can you compare yourself to the Kardashians, right? Like,
yeah,
that's like really hard to
do. But we end up doing it, like, even if it's subconsciously.
Like, I remember at one point I had followed like all of them. I was like following all of them, and now I actually only follow Kim because, you know, she's my favorite sister. But like, that's like a whole nother thing. Whatever. But I remember like, I ended up unfollowing like all of them because I was like, it's like too much. It's too much to like I will say, like, I watch the Kardashians, you know, like I'm really in with the pop culture stuff. Like, I know what's going on with them like most of the time, but I was like, you know what? I think it's like so much better for me to like not follow all of them because like, it's mm-hmm. just too much.
Yeah. It just, yeah, and it unfollowing just, them is like, so it's like unfollowing people is okay to do.
Yeah, I mean, it's, they're not affected about me unfollowing them.
Yeah, they still have like 80,000 yeah. million followers.
Even like with influencers now, like there's so many of them right on Instagram now. Mm-hmm. And I like not recently, but like I'm very intentional about who I follow. Only because I'm like, I don't want to follow someone that like is making me like not feel good or like making me feel like I'm need to question everything about myself, if that makes sense. And I guess that just shows like how the your relationship with social media, like how much it changes like throughout the years, and mm-hmm. how you have to like start I don't know, doing things for yourself that like, I'm basically not create like a toxic relationship with it.
I'm really glad you bring that up because it's totally okay to unfollow people. And also I've unfollowed a lot of people recently who like, one, even if their content, maybe they're like, it's not making me feel good or I'm not getting something out of it. Or two, it just like doesn't resonate with me because maybe think about it, like not everything anyone says or does will resonate with you. And like, we don't feel offended with that in person, but we, on social media, like sometimes skew in our mind that, oh, they'll be upset if I unfollow them or I shouldn't unfollow them. And so I think that that mindset shift is there too, because before, remember when we would get like Facebook friend requests, we would be like, oh, I don't really want them to be my Facebook friend, but I feel bad. I have to accept them. And so that's why so many of us have like 80,000 Facebook friends with random people we might not even know, because we felt bad denying a request. Because also the social media age happened when we were growing up, right? We didn't know. No one told us like a guideline for it or like a blueprint. We were just like, oh, I don't know. Should I accept everyone? What kind of content should I follow? Like, we've been having to develop that now. And, you know, what, unfollowing people is totally okay if it doesn't resonate.
Yeah. Even like, with the Instagram thing, you know how like you'd want to get like I know, followers and stuff in the beginning, and you probably like would maybe like know the person through mutual friends or like maybe not know them as much, but like be like, oh, I'll just like follow them like for the follow back or whatever. I feel like that happened a lot in college, and it's so weird to me now because I'm like, I don't like if you have a private account, right, you get follower requests and like it's like, oh, if I don't know them, like I'm not accepting them. And also like you, I think you can like remove followers now too. So if you're like, oh yeah, like, you know, that I know that person from high school, but like, they're not really like a part of my life. And like, you can like remove them. It's like, yeah, like that doesn't, it doesn't make sense to have like certain followers anymore or like friends on Facebook anymore, because it's like, these are not the people that you're interacting on the daily and like, or like you haven't talked to in years. And so like, I feel like now we're more at that age where like, we like think twice about that and don't want like everyone to see our posts. Like we don't really care about that as much.
Yeah. And like even having a mindset that it's okay to remove followers, because I remember before we'd be like, oh, follower to following ratio, that, you know, you need to have more following than followers. And now I think I have like maybe double the following than my followers, like on my personal account, because I just follow things that make me happy. Like,
you as know, you should.
And maybe there are more things that make me happy than, I don't know, people make me happy. I just follow like a lot of food accounts, dog accounts, you know, just like stuff like that that I love to follow, and that's okay. And before, I remember I wouldn't follow those kind of accounts because I'm like, oh my God, if I follow this, I had a phase where I was like sickeningly obsessed with corgis, and I would follow, I could not, I remember wanting to follow so many of these corgi accounts, and like I had to just stalk them, and I couldn't follow them in college because I'd be like, if I follow these 25 corgi accounts, like my follower to following ratio is off, I can't do that. So I would just go and look at them even though I didn't follow them. And now I look back and I'm like, why was I doing that? You know, screw that, I could have followed those things that made me happy. And I know Ravisha's laughing now, but this is a true story. I would like literally just look at them on my own because I was just like, there was one that, oh my God, they would dress it up like a loaf of bread and it was so cute. And it was just like the bread loaf of the corgi. Oh my God.
I'm dead. The corgi obsession is really real. Like, I can't believe you like kind of outgrew that, to be honest.
Yeah, I honestly, when I researched more about corgis, I realized I wasn't as into like their personality and the way that like, more like I met two corgis and both of them were nipping my feet a lot. And I learned that because they're herding dogs, that's pretty common that they like kind of herd you. And so I was like, I don't know, something about that I wasn't a fan of. Yeah. So then I don't know, I settled like any other millennial with a golden doodle, like what everyone has now.
Yeah. Also, like, how do you think your habits have shifted with social media? Like, I feel like, that's like a thought I have on the back of my mind a lot about like how I need to like change some of my social media habits. And like one of my intentions like for this new year is to kind of change that a little bit. So how have you, like what have you done maybe to shift habits, or like what did you notice that in your habits with social media that you maybe wanted to change?
Yeah, I love that question because that's one that I've really been thinking a lot about. And actually in the last like 2 years, I've been really prioritizing this, that when I post like on my stories or I make a post, I'm like, who am I posting this for? Like, I literally ask myself that. And there have been times where I'm about to make a story and the reason I'm posting it is either to like do like a subtle show off, or like, oh, like someone posted, you know, being at this restaurant with their partner and I'm feeling a little jealous. So I'm like, oh, I'm at a bougier restaurant, so I'm gonna post that. Like, there have been many times I've done that and literally like taking the snapshot of the story and I'm about to post it. And then I ask myself, like, why am I posting this? And from now on, like recently, if it's not for me and it's for another thing, I like don't post it. And so that's been a really big one. Cause I think, not even think, I know before I used to post like my entire life on social media. And now I still definitely probably maybe post more than other people, but it's stuff that's actually meaningful to me. Like, I post a lot, and people all know that I love Taylor Swift. And I was even telling Ravisha the other day, I feel like people get annoyed at my Taylor Swift content because I'm always reposting stuff, but it's stuff that I look at and I'm actually thinking about. And I'm like, oh my God,
and that's what did so I tell cool. you?
I love that.
What was my response? Do you remember?
We need to reframe it. You said you didn't. You said you didn't really recognize it.
I was saying
it was a big deal.
Yeah, you were saying it was like you thought it was a big deal that how much you were posting about your Taylor Swift stuff. And my response was like, but who cares, because you love Taylor Swift, and if you enjoy listening to her album, like, who cares if you're posting that?
Yeah. Because and you also, I do remember you saying that, but I guess the bigger thing that stood out to me was you saying you didn't recognize that, because it made me realize how in our own heads we are. Like, I'm out here being like, oh my God, my social media content's annoying, but each of us are probably in our own heads, like, worrying about our own content. Like, no one's really thinking about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think that, especially, like, with the posting of stories on Instagram, like, I don't really think twice about it, but, like, I think I did a lot more before, but I feel like if I like a picture and if I like want to just put it on my story, like, I will. But, like, I do think that, like, I also have that thought sometimes, though, too, where I'm like, oh, maybe my whatever followers are thinking that she's always, like, posting, like, so-and-so things. Like, in the summer, I had, like, a lot of bachelorette parties, right? And, like, a lot of people would, like, message me and be like, you're always at a bachelorette party, blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, like, because it's like, I'm not really posting anything else really, right? But then, like, when I'm at the bachelorette parties, like, you're obviously posting stuff, whatever. And I was like, oh, like, is that what, like, people think I do? And, like, obviously, I know, like, was that a big part of my year this past year? Like, yeah, but it wasn't, like, the only thing I was doing.
Yeah.
So, like, in my head, I was like, oh, no, like, I'm posting too much bachelorette content, I guess, apparently. But then I was also like, who cares? Because it's like me celebrating my friends getting married as well. So it's just a weird thing.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Because people are just having reactions to your own stuff, but it doesn't mean anything about you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think also, like, with my habits for this year too, like, what I want to change with social media is, like, and I've kind of started to do it, is, like, how much time I spend on the like, on these apps. There was, like, a point where, like, I would just, like, like, especially at night, like, always be scrolling, like, through TikTok or, like, on Instagram, like, watching stories. And I realized that, like, I didn't like doing that anymore. Like, it was almost, like, became, like, a ritual to do, like, right before, but, like, as I'm getting into bed and, like, before I fall asleep. And one of the things that I decided to change is, like, how much time I spend on the apps, because I was like, I'm not really gaining much from doing that. And one of the things I'm sacrificing the most is my sleep. And then, like, just constantly being in the cycle of being tired in the morning because I was scrolling late at night, and then not setting those boundaries for myself. And so, like, I've been doing this for a couple months now, but, like, I don't go on Instagram in the morning, like, as soon as, because I used to do that. I used to, like, wake up and, like, start scrolling, too. That was, like, really bad.
Yeah. I know. And the TikTok scrolls at night.
Yeah. And so what I've done with the morning thing is I don't go on Instagram till, like, 12 o'clock, like, till noon, like, around lunchtime, which I feel like has, like, really cleared my mind up in the mornings. And I think I was telling you this, Divya, as well. Like, I think it's just made me, like, feel, like, more just, like, I don't know, like, I guess, like, I do feel better about myself by doing that. I won't lie. But I also am just, like, I don't need it. Like, I don't need to do, like, go on Instagram, like, right when I wake up. And so now I'm working on the night scrolling thing. I'm trying to, like, want to start, like, kind of putting my phone away, like, further from me. And so, like, I'm not, like, just reaching for it all the time, like, right before bed. So, yeah, like, that's, like, I think what I want to, like, do, like, what my intention is, like, the most is, like, to spend less time. Obviously, like, we do, like, content creating, and, like, we do stuff for that, and that's all fun. But, like, just, like, the other stuff of, like, the scrolling and, you know, just spending so much time, like, on it. Like, I'm just, like, I need to
– Totally.
I don't know. I need to, like, form a better relationship with that.
Yeah. Like, being way more intentional about when you're doing it and, like, why you're doing it. Because I've noticed that, like, when I'm using social media, at certain times when I'm, like, scrolling at night, but it feels a bit more, like, meaningful to me in some kind of way, then I feel different about it. But when I'm doing, like, those doom scrollings on TikTok of just, like, random things, I end up feeling really crummy. And, like, it's totally fine to do that, too, because I don't think we need to be productive looking at stuff all the time. But also that, like, how we do things and why we do things really matters. And what if we just replace it with a healthier habit?
Right. And, like, that was the thing, like, one of the reasons why I want to change this thing that with scrolling at night was like, I realized how much it was affecting me in like a bad way. Like, if I was like, oh yeah, like 20 minutes on Instagram or TikTok right before bed, like no problem, and go to sleep, I wouldn't think that's a bad thing at all. But when I was like realizing it was kind of becoming like hours of it, and then like realizing like how that was affecting me negatively in other ways, I knew I kind of had to make a change with that. So like a lot of people don't have to do that, and that's like really good for them, but like I have to.
Which everyone's different, like what's helpful and not. So definitely when you're listening to this, like this is just what has been helpful for us, and maybe one thing that we're saying will resonate and like spark your own reflection, and then you can think about what's been helpful and what's not been helpful for you. But definitely, you know, it's hard to be able to navigate a healthy relationship with social media. So I just want to normalize that, because social media wasn't really like taught to us. All of us were growing up trying to figure it out. So it's just like this, we're thrown into this relationship, not really knowing what to do with it. And so it's natural to have like unhealthy habits with social media. But I think the biggest thing is more about like, not like, do you have this habit or not? But like, when you can, do you take the time to reflect on it and change the habit?
Yeah, I agree. I think that, and also like Divya and I have been discussing our own like stuff with social media like the past couple of months. So that's why like I feel like this was like a really good episode for us to make, 'cause like we have taken the time out to kind of figure out like I don't know how we use it, like what we use it for and how we feel when we use it. 'Cause like I mean, I'm not gonna lie, like sometimes like when I'm on any of these apps and like I can sometimes like not feel good about myself, I realized. And it's like, I don't know, like when you're looking at like certain things that people are doing and like you're kind of like, well, I wish I was doing that instead of this, or like, you know, like maybe thinking how maybe you're at a different time of your life than other people that are your age too. Like it can sometimes like feel like it's bringing you down. And so that's why like we've always discussed this with one another, like how we're feeling about like certain things at that time, because we're like, yeah, it just like kind of sucks to like look at, and either like you like we take a break from it, or like we recognize like what we need to do and to not feel like low.
Because for me, when I notice that I'm feeling really burnt out or like drained on social media, or especially that I'm finding myself just scrolling and like I kind of am dissociating while I'm scrolling, I'm like, okay, this is some time that I have to slow down a little bit. Like I need to reflect, because it can get so easy to get caught up in those traps, especially when we're just like busy during the day and going from like one thing to another to another. We just then hop on social media without even realizing, but it doesn't really end up serving us. So I don't know, maybe if that's something someone else is going through too, to be able to think a little bit, like, why are you doing it?
Yeah. I also realized too that like I want to be better about like not even like using my phone in general, like when I'm with friends and stuff too. Not, and like this is just something like I feel like it's not like we all do it, but like I just want like, it's like more of an intentional thing rather than like, oh, I notice I do this a lot. But it's like I realize I want to like, you know, like still have a lot like have those meaningful connections with the people around me. And I know like the best way for me to do that is like when I'm not on the phone. 'Cause like I'm the type of person where like I can't do two things at once. Like if I'm like, you know, like I don't know, on Instagram and then talking to someone, like I can't do both. And so like for me too, like I like set the intention to make sure when I'm like in person with someone and talking, then I'm talking to them, I'm like not looking at my phone as well, because I don't want to take away from that moment that I have with whoever I'm talking to, and like only give them half of me when like the other half is like focused on my phone.
And I think that's like really important to be able to recognize too, because that's something that a lot of people don't really think about and reflect on. Because I've seen times that I've been in social settings and I just feel awkward because everyone is on their phone. Like there are times that Raj and I both are waiting for each other to get off their phones, and now we're open about it. We're like, are we both waiting? Because I used to get really irritated because he'd be on his phone before bed, and I've been trying to put my phone away for bed. That's like another intention thing. So then I grab my phone because I'm like, whatever, you're on your phone. So then we're both waiting for each other to get off their phones. And I think I'm sure that happens a lot in settings with friends too. Like everyone just feels a little awkward. So they're just on their phone and kind of like waiting for each other to get off. And so definitely either not being on your phone or communicating, like, oh, I'm going to keep my phone away for the rest of dinner. Sorry for needing to check that, like whatever. But being open and communicating that, because a lot of the time we're just reading off each other's messages and like making an assumption.
Yeah, I'm really glad you brought up that thing where like when you pick up your phone, it's because maybe someone around you like also has their phone in their hand, but then you're like, wait, you're both waiting for one another, and then it's like,
yeah. Because I feel awkward when someone's on their phone, and then I don't want them to feel uncomfortable, like, I'm waiting on them, like, they have to rush.
Yeah.
Like, I project that, yeah. I guess, and I'm like, oh, I don't want you to feel bad, like, so I'm going to just, like, sit on my phone so I look like I'm doing something.
Yeah.
And I'm usually trying to make something up to do, which you can, it's not hard, there are, like, so many apps open, but, you know, I'm then waiting because I'm like, oh, like, someone else, and I'm sure people do that with me, too, like, I'm quickly looking at something, but maybe they, like, don't know. Oh, you're going to be on doing that for 30 seconds. Then they pull their phone out. And then I'm like, oh, now they're on their phone. Like, that's happened to me so many times.
I agree. I'm so glad you brought this up. Like, I totally agree. That happens a lot. And, like, also, it's like, you know, I want to be that person, like, to tell someone, like, hey, get off your phone. Like, I'm waiting for you. Because, like, you know, it's like
the
nicest thing. Like, do I say it to my sister sometime? Yeah, like, for sure I do. But, like, I'm not going to, like, say it to, like, my friends because, like, I don't know what they're doing, and, like, if they need to take care of something, like, of course, like, go ahead and take care of it. Like, I don't want to, like, get in the way of that, but, like, again, like you said, like, I feel like we should just be better about, like, communicating that, like, oh, like, whenever you're ready, like, I'm ready to talk to you. I also feel like we're, like, not comfortable anymore with having, like, silent moments between social interaction, so, like, you know, like, the habit is just kind of pick up your phone if, like, I don't know, conversation.
Something's happening.
Yeah, conversation's a little dead or something. But, like, it's okay. Like, no one has to talk for that long either. Like, you can take, like, a little break.
Yeah. And you could think, because no one, like, you know, no one can just always have something on their mind. So, maybe even becoming more aware of, like, patterns. Like, noticing when you're with your friends and with people around you, what are their habits and patterns around their phone? And how are you responding to that? How are you interacting? Because, like, this relationship with social media, you know, goes deeper in technology and everything. And we just have to be mindful of it.
Yeah, of course. And I don't know, I feel like there's a lot, like, there's a lot out there right now about, like, social media in general, like, our relationships with it, what it has done in this day and age. And, like, there's just a lot of discussion, and I think it's, like, good discussion to have. I, like, Divya said, like, it's been growing, and, like, from where we were like 10 years ago, it's like not the same even, and or even like less than 10 years ago. And so, like, I think that constantly doing check-ins with yourself with it, like, is a really good way to start with, like, how you want to form, like, certain habits with social media, or, like, intentions behind it. For example, like, Divya and I both recently downloaded Be Real, right? And it's like another new app. Another social media app, and, like, just another one of those things where it's like, okay, another thing I gotta, like, post on, right? Because that's the whole point, is to post, like, to be in your moment. And, like, yeah, initially was like, what? Initially, I was like, what is this app? I don't want to download another app, but, like, it's pretty fun, I will say. Like,
yeah, it's fun.
I literally am always posting me being, like, at work or something, or, like, sitting on the couch. Like, it's really, like, not much is revealed by that, but it's just like,
but it shows, like, your actual life, and people could probably relate to that because they're probably seeing it also sitting on the couch.
Yeah, well, I also have, like, two friends on Be Real, so.
Yeah, like, I didn't honestly know that you had Be Real, because I think you had it a little before I did. So then when I made one, I was like, oh, Ravisha's on here, cool.
Yeah, and, like, I feel like you and I didn't even really talk about it that much either.
No, we both were just like, oh, okay, we have a Be Real.
Yeah. There's always going to be, like, something new out there, right? Like, there's, like, just, the way that it's growing, it's, like, so crazy. And I do think I'm, like, that type of person to, like, just download all the apps. But, like, I feel like I've, like, I'm starting to grow a more healthier relationship with it. I don't know. Just because, like you said, like, with your own, like, building your own intentions, like, why you're posting things, or, like, why you're following certain people, like, that type of thing. Like, I do think, like, it's going to be around for a while. So I'm glad, like, glad that we're talking about it today.
Yeah. So it's like, we might as well find a way to just, like, interact with it. Cause again, yeah, it's, like, not like it's going away.
Yeah. And if it does too, whatever.
Everything's fine. Like, we'll be okay.
We'll be okay. No one needs to see me being real.
It's okay, we can live without it, because they can see it on the podcast, so it's fine.
Yeah.
All right, everyone. So we hope that this episode had you reflect a little bit on your own social media habits. This was really nice, like, for us to even talk about here, because we've had a lot of conversations about our social media habits, just like quickly here and there. But it was really nice even for like me to really talk to Ravisha about this and for us to both reflect together. So yeah, I hope that there's at least one thing that you can go from this episode as an intention on what you're going to try to do in terms of reflecting on social media habits and maybe trying to cultivate healthier ones.
Yeah, we would love to hear if you form anything or a new habit from this episode, or like what you also feel like about your relationship with social media as well. Like, we'd love to hear everyone's thoughts on that as well.
Okay. All right. So we will see you all next week. And again, HNY.
HNY, everyone.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into another episode of Conversations Brewing. We hope you take some moments to reflect on our episode with some coffee in hand. New episodes of Conversations Brewing come out on Tuesdays.
We'd love to hear from you about what resonated with you and what you want to hear more about. So let us know on Instagram at our account at Conversations Brewing. If this episode was helpful, please leave us a 5-star review wherever you listen to your podcast and continue to tune in weekly.
We so appreciate your support and we'll brew some conversations with you next week.
Raise a spoon to Grandma, who always took all the hungry cousins to McDonald's for McNuggets and the play slide. Have something sweet in her honor. Come to McDonald's and treat yourself to the Grandma McFlurry today. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. At participating McDonald's for a limited time.
The headlines remind us daily, the world is a dangerous place. The elites in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing. But you know better. And your gut knows that time is short to prepare for a world that is 4 missed meals away from chaos. My Patriot Supply has helped over 3 million families become more self-reliant and is the company Americans trust to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contain delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Secure at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200, plus get free shipping on all their Ready Hour 3-month emergency food kits. You're not ready if it's not Ready Hour Foods. My Patriot Supply also has solar power generators, water filtration units, biomass stoves, heirloom seeds, and critical survival gear. Shop MyPatriotSupply.com today. MyPatriotSupply.com.